Paul are crazy all night. How do you dissect that one?
Where do you want me to start? We lose Cole Garland due to a sickness bug just before the game. We lose Williamson in the warm-up. It's the second time I'm down here in the matter of fortnight. Supporters, fantastic, coming down that length of distance to watch us and going back up the road. It's great for them. But second half, I thought we were fantastic. I really did. I thought there was only one team going to win it in the second half, and it was ourselves.
Yeah, you've overcome a lot of adversity tonight. What does it say about the team, the mentality of the team this evening?
Well, it's getting stronger, and but it's a great trait to have in any team when you're mentally strong. But as I said, we put another striker up there. We could have easily started with a 4-1, but we put another striker on there, and it's a fantastic winning goal.
And you, like the supporters, must be thrilled that Jordan Rose has got on the score sheet from open play.
Yeah, it's a terrific cross from Tom, and he makes a brilliant run across the face, and everybody knows that's Jordan's trait in the penalty box. So delighted with the win. I thought we deserved it.
Part of that adversity was the fact you were down to 10 men. You had to play with 10 men for 80 minutes. What did you make of the red card?
I thought he was quite quick in getting his card out, and I need to see it again, but 75 minutes is a long time to play with 10 men, especially on a pitch. It's not the great condition in a difficult game for any team coming here just because of that. But I thought, as I said before, I thought we deserved to win at 10 men. They're outstanding.
Yeah, what you did, and tactically just seemed to work tonight, certainly in the second half.
It did, because we played two up top. Since I've been at this football club, I played two up top, and Brownie going off made it difficult for us in that moment. We changed it at half time, but second half, I thought there was only one team that looked like we won.
Just talk us through the preparations. Matt Kilgallen ill. What was the problem with Lee Williamson?
Lee strained his calf in the warm up, which was a blow, because obviously Lee was starting, so was Matty. So we had to make two changes. So a big credit to Lennon coming in as well, and Elliot Bennett coming in, just throwing them. I was giving them, Elliot and Dara West from Saturday's game. So, not a big compliment to them.
Does it leave you quite threadbare ahead of a big game on Saturday?
Well, I need to see who's ready and who's not, and patch them up and go again. And we'll try and get one or two guys in to help us.
I hate to divert away from the game, but January transfer window, is there any update on the situation with bringing players in?
We're trying at this minute. Hopefully somebody will win tomorrow. Hopefully all going well. Something will happen tomorrow. Maybe another one, but we have to wait and see.
Imagine you don't want to discuss names, but Danny Graham's been one that's mentioned. Is there any truth in that?
No, listen, the names are getting branded out everywhere, and it's unfair. It's so cliche, and it's probably boring for you to write and listen to. You can't talk about anybody's players until they come in the door.
What about Jordan Rhodes, Paul? What's the situation there? Are you hopeful of holding on to him, or do you think you're looking?
I've not heard a thing about Jordan since I've been here, other than what he's like as a goal scorer and what he's like as a lad, and everything's true. So I've not heard anything coming. So I'm concerned he's our player, and delighted with his contribution.
Because you'd obviously love to keep hold of him, I guess,
then. Yeah, absolutely. He's a goal scorer, the lad. And as I said, I've not. Until the manager maybe picks up the phone to me, then ask a question, then I've got a problem. But I've not had any calls at all.